Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblatt, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at StemGevity.com today. That's StemGevity. StemGevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs StemGevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
From just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is the second hour of Govern America. Nancy Levan is here. I'm Darren Weeks, and it continues to be the 3rd of May, 2014, as we get right back into it here. This is hour number two, as I said, and we're dissecting the audio here from a woman named Diane Francis, who has wrote a book called The Merger of the Century, and she is making the media rounds now. She was on the McLaughlin Group recently. And we're sharing some of the audio from that because I think it was so monumental. I think it's very important because they're coming out now and they're starting to tell people, hey, this is a plan that we can do. This is something that we should push for. And I think that what they're doing, as I said in the first hour, they're trying to get people used to the idea. They're trying to get people to accept the idea. And the way they do that is gradually by breaking down your resistance, by breaking down your barriers to it. Because a lot of people would be horrified, especially, I think, veterans who are notoriously patriotic folks. You know, they die for their country. At least they think they do. You know, they die. I mean, they go into battle with the thought in mind that I'm doing this for my country. And that is a noble thing. To the point to which they believe that is very noble. That is admirable. That is honorable. However, they don't realize they've been sold a bill of goods and they've been betrayed. They've been stabbed in the back. And all of it is really ultimately for a new world order. State Department Publication 7277, the implementation of the blueprint for the peace race, Arms Control and Disarmament Agency at the State Department, all of this stuff that was put into place in 1961, starting in 1961, I believe, if memory serves me correctly, it turns our UN, or turns our military, rather, into UN gunners. You know, fighters for international world, quote-unquote, peace. And what is world peace as defined by them? The absence of any nation or individual to fight back. That's how they define peace, really, if you really want to get right down to it. Now, before I talk us out of time, I want to get back into this audio. Once again, She goes on to list a name of problems, problems none of which will be solved by the North American merger. It's thicker between security concerns, concerns about lack of terrorism interdiction.
That is because of the war on terror worldwide.
Pat, it's non-tariff barriers, it's lobbies on both sides of the border, it's Canada's drug smuggling problem. We're the biggest exporter of meth and ecstasy to the world.
Canada is a unique, different, interesting, terrific country. It is great to have them for a neighbor. They are different than we are. You got the single payer system. You couldn't get that through the House of Representatives.
Well, I agree. That's
I don't know.
What
I'm talking about. That. No, we're saying let's get rid. I'm saying the very minimum. We should clean up the border and get rid of it. Okay, very minimal. She says, clean up the border and get rid of it. Now, one of her models in her book has a way to deal with those pesky Canadians who don't want to give up their national sovereignty and identity. Yeah, just
Darren.
I
got to cut in here because the common perimeter, the common border agreement that was signed in 2011. I've got some more information on that. They agreed to biometric tracking and identification of what they call North American citizens. It says, this is a quote, we intend to work toward common technical standards for the collection, transmission, and matching of biometrics that enable the sharing of information on travelers. Law enforcement, they claim, will be harmonized between the nations as well. They say, quote, we will build an existing bilateral law enforcement program to develop the next generation of integrated cross-border law enforcement operations. And then, this is what is really interesting. This article says that Congress and the Canadian Parliament will have little to no say in this merger matter of the two countries. This is a quote, responsibilities for ensuring interagency coordination will rest with the Prime Minister and the President and their respective officials. Now, what is also incredibly interesting about this is this merger between our two countries is the North American Electric Reliability Corporation. We remember NERC, North American Electric Reliability Corporation, from the Grid-X drills.
Right.
I'm reading directly from NERC's website, and I want you to listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. It says, the North American Electric Reliability Corporation is a not-for-profit entity whose mission is to ensure the reliability of the bulk power system in North America. NERC develops and enforces reliability standards, annually assesses seasonal and long-term reliability. There's where your smart meters come in. Monitors the bulk power system through system awareness, educates, trains, and certifies industry personnel. NERC's area of responsibility spans the continental United States, Canada, the northern portion of Baja California, and Mexico. NERC is the electric reliability organization for North America, subject to oversight by the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission and governmental authorities in Canada. That is current. And so the North American Electric Reliability Corporation already is a organization that controls the electricity in the United States and Canada and Mexico.
Yeah, it's international. And that's what they – everything that they do here is to attempt to make it joint partnerships in infrastructure and everything else.
It's already done.
It's piece by pieces, folks. Their definition of peace – by implementing it piecemeal.
Yep.
And that's how they're doing it. That's how they're getting the job done. You had mentioned law enforcement being harmonized. I surmise back when they came out with this term, Homeland Security, that this was a term, what they meant by that was moving away from what we've known traditionally for a long time as national security.
Exactly.
Why call it Homeland? And you remember that chart in Congress that was put up? And it included Canada and Mexico. And some of the reporters actually took notice and said, huh, well, that's interesting. I didn't know Canada and Mexico were a part of U.S. Homeland Security.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they are now, folks.
Yeah, and the power grid, and the police forces, and the biometric tracking.
Yeah.
And it's already been done. They signed this common perimeter, this common border agreement, 3 years ago.
Yeah. Well,
we just don't know it yet. They haven't given us a new name yet. Apparently, we're North American.
Well, they're just starting to talk. They're just starting to talk about it. And this is what I say. I come back to this Inter-American Democratic Charter, folks.
Yep.
Because in here, they have a lot of stuff that I think should be paid attention to. Article 8, in particular. They say any person or group of persons who consider that their human rights have been violated may present claims or petitions to the Inter-American system for the promotion and protection of human rights in accordance with its established procedures. Member states reaffirm their intention to strengthen the Inter-American system for the protection of human rights for the consolidation of democracy in the hemisphere. You hear that? That tells me that we have already, as Nancy pointed out, we already have an American Union. And they're not even telling the people about it. Well, they're just now starting to push for dropping borders.
They've already been dropped.
The stuff that we've been telling you folks was coming for years. The stuff we've been telling you folks and the other broadcasters in the truth media have been talking about for years. We are seeing it right now develop before our eyes in the mainstream. They're finally taking this thing a little bit. They're still not telling you all of it. There's a lot they're holding back. I think if they told you the full extent of it, there would be outrage, probably rioting in the streets. Oh, but don't worry. They've got plans for that, too.
They got that covered, too.
That's right. Let's take a quick time out. We'll be back in a moment. This is Govern America on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. Darren Wicks and Nancy Levant here as we continue on. Once again, the website is www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. And we are dissecting the audio from Diane Francis, who is a elitist, globalist, transhumanist, world-connected, World Economic Forum-connected scumbag, okay, that's pushing for the destruction of national sovereignty between U.S. and Canada. All right, I want to continue on with this audio because I don't want to pick up the whole show with this, but I think this is important. One of her models in the book has a way to deal with Canadians, as I said, who don't want to give up their national sovereignty, who fight this thing. Her solution, Nancy, we'll just have the American taxpayers, the U.S. taxpayers, pay off, buy off the people in Canada.
I'll tell you what the real problem with Diane's book is, that given the potential domestic political opposition to paying Canadians, this is what she wants us to pay Canadians going into a merger.
That's one model.
$492,529 for each American, correct?
The model is, if you did a full-on merger like Germany did, we have so many more, we have that many more per person in resources that we would be bringing into a partnership. That's a hypothetical number that I did with an investment banker. This is part of the thought experiment. I wanted Canadians to realize how much they're leaving on the floor by not doing anything in the Arctic, and I wanted Americans to understand how valuable the Arctic is.
It is absurd to compare Canadians who have a per capita standard of a living probably as high as ours with East Germans, for heaven's sakes. It took $1 trillion for the Germans to pick that place up and bring them up. The Canadians are as well off as we are.
I wonder if you have.
If we're going to pay that money, we just ought to get all the resources and go.
And I also say in the book that you don't do a full-on political merger like Germany unless you have a crisis.
Okay, did you hear that? No political merger without a crisis. What do you think she's saying here? I think she's saying they'll create the crisis to get what they want. You know what's interesting about this, Nancy, is she repeated that over and over and over and over again. You'll hear that in some other audio clips. No political merger without a crisis. You know, and it's also interesting, too, she mentioned that she's working on this with an investment banker.
Yeah.
Not all the sense in the world that the bankers are behind this. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very dangerous woman. It's my opinion. She should be arrested and prosecuted for sedition. Anyway, let's move on. John McLaughlin goes on to talk about to all of his panelists, ask them whether they think it's a good idea, this merger.
Okay, here's a question. Let's have a round robin on the concept, the idea, not its implementation or practicality of a U.S.-Canada merger of the century. Is it a good idea or a bad idea, Pat Buchanan?
It is worth discussing and rejecting.
Hold on.
It's fun to discuss. It's already taking place on some levels, but, you know, it's not going to go any further or much further. I want to hear what he
now
said.
That I've moved to the United States, it's no longer necessary.
What do you mean? Are you dodging?
I'm not dodging. I don't think it makes any sense at all to think of a political union. Absolutely none.
No. Political union, if there's a crisis, economic union has to happen, and it will happen this century.
It's definitely a good idea, but it has to be shored up. You understand?
I certainly
it's
understand.
It's definitely a good idea.
Yeah, in the long
think
term.
About it.
In the
they
long
think
term.
Think about what they bring to the table.
Okay, obviously McLaughlin himself is a total globalist. But did you hear Diane again say political union if there's a crisis? You see, it just goes back to what Rahm Emanuel said. Never let a good crisis go to waste.
The bottom line, Darren, is it's already happened. It said in their initial agreement with agreeing to the common border, which has already been done, that only the president and only the prime minister get to decide what's going to be done. Congress doesn't get to be involved. The Canadian Parliament doesn't get to be done. It doesn't get to be involved. They don't have a vote. They don't have a say. It's already done.
Well, it may be done on their documents, but it's not done in practice. We still have a Congress. I mean, we still have a Constitution, even though it's not being followed. I mean, you know, so in some respects, yes, it's done. But in the minds of the people, which is what really matters, it's not done.
Well, and the question is it legal? Can they just do this? Can they just, you know, make a new country? Can they divide us up into five countries?
I think we know why they're pushing for a constitutional convention now, don't we?
Yeah, don't we?
Because if they get their way at opening up that document, guess what? Yes, they can carve out a whole new country. And by the time they're done, folks, you won't recognize it. Now, this is Mort Zimmerman. He's from U.S. News and World Report. He says he's totally for this.
No, I'm totally for it. I think it would be a terrific thing for Canadians as well as for the United States. I don't think it has any possibility of occurring. I think it would be a great advantage for the United States.
Yeah, a great advantage for the United States. As I said already, Canada's national debt, just over $1 trillion, while the U.S. national, well, we won't even talk about how much our national debt is. Shifting the debt off to more people while stealing their resources? Hey, what's not to love?
You know, when you read those sad lists of members of the armed forces who have been killed, you invariably see, with the Americans and Brits, you see Canadians.
Yeah,
the Canadians are with us all the time.
Absolutely. The Canadians, John, were dragged into both world wars because they were part of the British Empire. They went in 39 with the Brits, and they went in 1914, not 1917, like us.
And I come back to the question, what did they fight for?
Yeah.
What did they fight for when their countries are being given away? This country is being bought up by the communist Chinese. They're being invited in by our governors, by our president, such as he is, this imposter in the White House that many people call a president. But, you know, of course, the scumbag before him wasn't any better. And the next scumbag, whomever that might will be, is not going to be any better. As a matter of fact, both of those scumbags, Jeb Bush and Hillary Clinton, they're in contact with this woman.
Why did Hillary Clinton make contact with you?
Well, I gave her a book, and she was kind enough to send me a letter and said it was a very interesting, very interesting idea.
Hillary is a centrist?
I would think so, but these people know a little bit more about where center is in the United
States. She wants to rout the progressives.
Pro-Canada.
She wants to rout the progressives.
Yeah, what a laugh. Hillary Clinton, a centrist? Yeah, and I'm a Japanese fighter pilot, too. You know, folks, this is not a conservative or a liberal issue, by the way. I think that that's what he's getting at. Oh, yes, Hillary must be a centrist because she's all for this. No, Obama has continued right where Bush left off with the integration process. This thing has continued to go forward unchecked in the background. See, the only difference between the American Union and the European Union is they gauged that there would be more outrage and more opposition by the American people against this thing. So the difference here, folks, is that they didn't bother to tell you about it.
Yeah,
they
exactly.
Told the Europeans. And we see how wonderful this whole thing has worked for them. I'll tell you what, I got a couple more clips here, and then we're going to conclude this after the break. Stay with us. Government American continues here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Don't go away.
You breathe. Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Take it by your silence. I'm free to walk out the door. By the look in your eyes, I can tell you don't think I'll be back for more. Try to think of a world where you could stay and safe hands could go. Take your heart above the water, wherever I choose to go. No love without freedom. No love without freedom. No love without freedom. No freedom.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. Nancy Levandis here. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, we're talking about the North American Union. We're talking about the integration of the countries. And right now we've been talking about the integration of U.S. and Canada that's being pushed for and continues to be done. I got a couple more of these clips from the McLaughlin Group, and then we'll move on to other things. I didn't intend to spend so long on this, but I think... Folks, I think it's important stuff. Before the break, we shared with you the fact that Hillary Clinton, was in contact with this woman. And not only Hillary Clinton, but also Jeb Bush.
Why did Bush contact you?
Again, I went to an event, and I was seated beside him at the table. He was speaking. I gave him a book. He said, "This is interesting. What do Canadians think about it?" Then I explained. We started
this is
to
Jeb
talk
Bush,
about
Jeb. Bush.
Jeb. Yeah. We started to talk about the resources and the benefits that would derive to everybody. The Americans could help us develop it and protect them. And he said, "Ah, now you're putting a lot more chips on the table."
Uh huh. Uh huh. Here's a chance that we can steal some resources. This is something that the Bushes might be interested in. Aren't they oil people? Yeah, don't they have oil in Canada? There's a lot of things that they would love to take. And they generally do that around the world anyway, folks. This is what the United States really has become. We're a plunderer. We're a plundering nation, those that are in power. Everywhere we see, these scumbags sending our military off to steal. Here we have Africa. Look at what they're doing in Africa. We're on some kind of expedition finding this supposed terrorist named Kony, who hasn't been heard from in over probably 7 years now. And yet we're on some kind of expedition there with our military over there. Oh, we got to hunt down Kony. Now, the whole time he was terrorizing people and killing people, hey, you know, that was fine. Now that he's no longer heard from, well, you know, we've got to go over there and take care of Africa. What are we doing? Why do we have... Folks, you better realize what you're signing up for when you sign up for the military these days.
Well, now we certainly know why the United States and Canada just sent... military ships and warplanes and everything else over to the Ukraine. We're one country now. Darren, I found another interesting headline. This comes out of the European Union Times, that also posted in 2011.
I would be careful about the EU Times. I think they're a disinfo website.
Well, they may be, but it says Obama creates the world's first superstate with the U.S.-Canada merger. And it says, in a shocking coup d'etat said to rival Nazi Germany's 1938 Anschluss, which is German for linked up, of the Austrian Republic, the United States this past week effectively took control of Canada, creating what is being called by a diplomat as the world's first 21st century superstate.
Yeah,
and the article goes on. I posted it.
Well, I wish that's probably something. Here's the thing, you know, that's one of those websites that they publish a lot of good sounding stuff, information that sounds truthful. It's like that other one. I'm trying to remember. I think his name was David Bloom, but he goes by Search or Fail. You know, it's unfortunate that. But the intelligence agencies put out these websites which try to make us look bad by reporting information that sounds truthful, sounds like it could be true, and, you know, because they base their supposed facts upon information that you already know to be true. And so,
well, check it out, ladies and gentlemen. They're quoting Harper, who's the prime minister in Canada. They're quoting the president, the White House website, and so just, you know, check it out. But it's, once again, it's you know, this merger, which we did not know about, which took place in 2011. You know, other countries definitely knew about it.
Well, the bottom line is, whatever you can't document, discount. And I don't care if it's something I say. You know, if you can't document it, discount it. But I guarantee you everything we say here, or most of what we say here, can be documented because we go off the documentation. And that's the whole point. Now, I got one more of these clips. They conclude the broadcast with some pointed predictions.
I think geopolitical realignment is important. The world is shifting. China, Russia, the Arabs. I'm predicting that this merger is underway and it's inevitable, not politically unless there's a crisis, but we will be with the economy.
Before
this
the
century.
End of this century?
Century.
I predict that by the year 2050, the U.S. and Canada will be merged into one supernation, mutual necessity, and shared values will drive us together. Happy Easter. Bye-bye.
There you go, folks. They just told you what they're doing.
Yep.
This Inter-American Democratic Charter, which is documentation, ladies and gentlemen, Article 13 says the promotion and observance of economic, social, and cultural rights are inherently linked to integral development. Integral development, equitable economic growth, and to the consolidation of democracy in the states of the hemisphere. Now, what do you think they mean by that? The consolidation of democracy.
Aaron, is Canada disarmed?
I believe they're mostly disarmed. In fact, that's a good question. I don't know exactly what the extent of their gun control is. I know that they don't have the freedom that we have. But I believe, yes, I believe so. They certainly don't have the freedoms to keep and bear arms that we do. Now, you know, I'm sure some folks in Canada are listening, and when we open up the phone lines, you can call and talk about that. But this Inter-American Democratic Charter, I think, needs to be paid attention to, folks. They talk about member states agree to review periodically the actions adopted and carried out by the Organization of American States to promote dialogue, cooperation for integral development, and the fight against poverty in the hemisphere. Now, how's that working out for you folks? And to take the appropriate measures to further these objectives. Skipping down here, under Article 17, they talk about when the government of a member state considers that its democratic political institutional process or its legitimate exercise of power is at risk, it may request the assistance from the Secretary General or the Permanent Council for the strengthening and preservation of its democratic system. Now, did you folks know we have an Inter-American Secretary General or Permanent Council? Funny how they just didn't bother to tell you folks about that.
Yeah.
When situations arise in a member state that may affect the development of its democratic political institutional process or the legitimate exercise of power, the Secretary General or the Permanent Council may, with prior consent of the government concerned, arrange for visits. They may arrange for visits or other actions in order to analyze the situation. The Secretary General will submit a report to the Permanent Council, which will undertake a collective assessment of the situation and, where necessary, may adopt decisions for the preservation of the democratic system and its strengthening. All right, we mentioned earlier when Nancy was talking about the integration of Homeland Security, integration of law enforcement, I mentioned that they have plans to deal with civil unrest. We'll touch upon that when we get back from the break. Stay with us. By the way, we'll open up the phone lines in the next hour. Don't go away. This is Government America on RBN. Stay with us.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order
and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. Nancy Levan is here. And we have a final segment for this hour. One more hour to go as we continue talking about the Inter-American Democratic Charter. Article 20 of this document says, in the event of an unconstitutional alteration of the constitutional regime that seriously impairs the democratic order in a member state, any member state or the Secretary General may request the immediate convocation of the Permanent Council to undertake a collective assessment of the situation and to take such decisions as it deems appropriate. The Permanent Council, depending on the situation, may undertake the necessary diplomatic initiatives, including good offices, to foster the restoration of democracy. If such diplomatic initiatives prove unsuccessful, or if the urgency of the situation so warrants, the Permanent Council shall immediately convene a special session of the General Assembly. The General Assembly will adopt the decisions it deems appropriate, including the undertaking of diplomatic initiatives, in accordance with the charter of the organization, international law, and the provisions of this democratic charter. The necessary diplomatic initiatives, including good offices, to foster the restoration of democracy, will continue during the process. Now, this is nice, fancy language for saying that if civil unrest breaks out, threatening a government, or say, let's say, a secessionist movement happens, can you say international troops, Nancy? See, this is what they're talking about here. Diplomatic stuff. Oh, they may try talking. But see, what happens when we try talking to other countries and diplomacy fails? That's when we send in our troops, isn't it? See, this is the point here, folks. And you know what? This piece of crap document, this Inter-American Democratic Charter, guess what date that they signed this thing on, Nancy? Do I still have Nancy?
1960s? 70s?
No.
No. When was it?
Much more recent than that. September 11th, 2001.
September 11th, 2001. Oh, that's no wonder we didn't hear about it.
Right. So while you folks were horrified and being terrorized by the Twin Towers smoking and falling to the ground, while the media propagandists were beating the war drums to go invade foreign countries because the camel-riding, sand-flea-bitten cave dwellers were supposedly attacking our country, the real terrorists who were really attacking our country, you know, the pus-sucking scumbags, were down in Lima, Peru, signing away your republic, what was left of it.
Since we're all one big super state now, I've got some information on Canada's gun laws, and mm-hmm. I'll just read it. It's absolutely illegal to carry a handgun in Canada. You cannot get a license for that. You can get a permit to convey a handgun from point A to B on a certain date at a certain time. You cannot use guns for self-protection. You can use long guns or rifles, shotguns. You have to have permits. They have to be registered. They have to be stored in secure lockups with trigger locks or bolts, and ammunition has to be stored separately. And you also have to have a permit to buy ammunition.
Well, you know what comes to my mind when you're reading that?
Yeah, what?
It's a question. Do you folks really think that in a merger-type situation, when this thing gets fully implemented and they fully tell the people about it, do you think that Canada is going to relax their gun laws? You know, if we merge with them, do you think that that's the way it's going to be?
Well, I can tell you for a fact that the Canadians don't know about this. I have a Canadian student. I've had multiple Canadian students in my classrooms, and we have actually talked about the potential of this since it's come up in the news lately, and they say absolutely not. They say, oh, no, 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 we'll never do that.
Yeah, well, that's what the average American would say. That is, if they cared enough to pull themselves away from their electronic devices and actually pay attention to what really is going on in the world.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, we've never had more technology, we've never had more opportunity to know what's going on in the world, and yet the average person is still very untuned.
Yep.
We were talking about the merging of Homeland Security. Fox News reports Marines looking for a few good actors to play terrorists in training exercises.
Oh, here we go again.
Yeah, the United States Marine Corps is looking for a few good actors to play terrorists in upcoming training exercises, putting out a casting call that could give clues about what the Pentagon is prepping for. Oh boy. A solicitation put out this month by the U.S. Marine Corps Forces Special Operations Command sought an actor to play an Al-Qaeda personality, a French speaker with a college degree in chemistry, and three men who could play high-value insurgent roles. The actors are needed for training exercises in South Carolina during the next 3 months. Each final exercise is an 8-day training event, which will be conducted by members of Marine Special Operation Company, Mike. That's what it says. A statement of work on the exercise reads, "The exercise is considered to be an important segment of collective training of Marine Special Operation Company Mike's pre-deployment training program." Total of 25 actors is what they're seeking, all of whom must be U.S. citizens. Yeah, or maybe citizens of North America. And be able to adapt to multiple scenarios. They're being sought for the exercises, which will also feature the use of AK-47s with blank ammunition provided by BKM Enterprises. So anyway, the article goes on for there. You know, Nancy, you had a situation, speaking of these drills, you know, of course, we got Boston holding more drills, the largest security drill in that city's history. You've seen some people at a place that you teach. Did you want to talk about that?
Yeah, we had drills for correction officers, and they tipped us off and let us know it was coming. Well, I looked out and I saw them one day, and gosh, there was hundreds of them. They were all in black. They were outside.
Now, this was at a college, for those of you folks, a local community college.
Yes, this was at a college. And this drill went on for 5 days. And what was interesting about the drill, one of the days, actually on a couple of them, all of these hundreds of people were doing their drills in the woods, which I thought was interesting because these are supposedly corrections officers in training or jailers. But, you know, my question was, number one, there was an awful lot of trainees. There were hundreds of them, Darren. Now, we live in a small town.
Right.
And it's like, but we have a lot of prisons here. And so it was just very, very interesting to observe these people head to toe clad in black. They had weapons with them that were unloaded, and they were practicing 5 days' worth of drills.
Kind of makes you wonder if there's not some kind of other ulterior motive. Are they getting ready for something? You know, was anything?
Sure looks like it to me, 'cause they sure are training an awful lot of people.
Well, that's pretty interesting. Hundreds of correct officers. Interesting. Well, unfortunately, folks, we're out of this hour already. One more hour to go, and we'll open up the phone lines in the next hour at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. It's just amazing how much there is to talk about these days. Anyway, we'll take a quick time out for the top of the hour news, some commercials, and we'll be back here in just a few minutes here on Govern America.